Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
All right, welcome back to Drive with Bob and Jeff, joined now by Jack Oliver from Classic Hits KEYN. That's Bare Naked Ladies, Jane. Do you play any Bare Naked Ladies on KEYN, Jack?
You know, we don't too often. That's my son's favorite band, by the way. He lives in D.C., but, I mean, he saw them three or four times. They put on a great show, too, by the way. That's a band, if you ever get a chance to see, you got to go see.
All right. Here is Ryan Stevenson from The Cotillion. Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Doing good. How's it going, guys?
You're on with Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, and Jack Oliver. We just wanted to, every once in a while, we like to catch up with the guys that are running the music venues here in town and thought this would be a good day to see what's going on at the Cotillion. I can't imagine a more diverse lineup for the rest of the year than you've got coming to the Cotillion.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. That's kind of our MO, and we've been doing it for many years and keeping the tradition alive and well, for sure.
Well, Ryan, you're going to do something a little bit new out there because I don't remember a movie ever showing at the Cotillion. Maybe you do, but you're going to show a movie, Napoleon Dynamite, and then you're going to have the three lead members of the cast come in and do a question and answer after the movie.
Yeah, that's kind of a first in my time, but I know years ago there was we almost did something with the Tallgrass Film Festival, and there were some sit-in shows, bring a pillow and sit on the ground, but it wasn't a movie shown or anything like that. But the Napoleon one is going to be neat. Yeah, we're going to show the movie in its entirety, and then John Heder, which is Napoleon, and Efren Ramirez, Pedro, and John Grease, Uncle Rico, will do a fun Q&A after the show. So that's going to be a fun one. We're kind of pumped for that one for sure.
And that's coming up November 13th, by the way, out at the Cotillion, Jeff.
Well, just as a quick follow-up, where are those? Are those fellas going to be in the audience watching with the rest of us, or are they coming after? Are we making them watch their own movie? What's going on?
They're going to come in before. They might sit in and watch it. I don't know. I don't know how many hundreds of times they've seen the movie at this point. But they might sneak in, might be in costume, and sit right next to you. Who knows? But they will be before the show, and then they can come out after. But yeah, they might pop in the audience.
Ryan Steven, our guest from the Cotillion. Lots of stuff going on there, as always, including this Saturday, Suicide Girls Blackheart Burlesque. I'm going to need an explanation.
They've been out here. This is what, going to be third time we've had them? We haven't had them for a year. It's kind of a typical burlesque show, but with a twist of, you know, kind of nerdy, kind of, you know, pop culture themes thrown in. From, you know, like Game of Thrones, they do a little skit with that. In the past, they did like a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air skit, and Stormtroopers. That's the popular one. They come out in Stormtrooper helmets. But that's a fun show. It's a burlesque show. So if you're familiar with burlesque, it's like that, but thrown in some pop culture into the mix.
Ryan, you guys have always done a lot of Red Dirt country shows out there, and you've got some great people coming in. You know, Randy Houser will be out there, I know, a little bit later on. Josh Abbott Band will be there. Jason Boland and the Stragglers. Everybody comes out there. And the best part is people get to drink a lot of beer. And you're doing the craft beer thing now out there too, right?
Yeah, we have a lot of the Wichita Brewing Company. We have a good deal going with them. So we have a good selection of their beers out here. But yeah, the Red Dirt, Texas Country, going back to, you know, the Ragweed days, and Boland, you know, those Boland's still around. We got Cole Wetzel coming up November 23rd. That goes on sale Friday. We had him in March and he sold out. So he's kind of a newer up and coming, Texas country artist, but, he puts on a rock and roll show. I mean, it's a good show for sure. Parker McCollum, November 2nd, he's kind of in that same ballpark. He opened for Randy Rogers last December, so he's headlining. It's selling well, too. It's kind of on pace to make it maybe to a sellout stage when it's all said and done.
I actually wanted to ask you about Boland, Jason Boland and the Stragglers. That's a group and a singer I've been hearing about, you know, since like high school. I had a friend who really liked them, and she actually got me into a few of their songs. And I know they've been coming to the Cotillion forever. What do you kind of appreciate about that relationship that kind of keeps them coming back?
Well, I think, you know, he's kind of, you know, one of the founding groups, I guess you would say, with the Red Dirt. You know, I don't know how much they like that term, but they use it. You know, it's kind of that blend of country and little rock and roll, but kind of, you know, that old school kind of country feel to it a little bit. You know, Pearl Snaps, that's always a good Boland tune. And, you know, their longevity, for the most part, they're still the same core. They've had a couple of guys that have left. But yeah, I mean, their longevity, and they tour relentless. They've definitely backed off more than they were, you know, 10 years ago when we would have them two times a year. Now we just have them one time a year, and most of the time it's the big pre-Thanksgiving party that we have, like we have this year. So it's always a good time. They usually hit us, and then they like to go down to the casino in Oklahoma on Thanksgiving, do a big buffet at the hotel and do some gambling, and then they usually play King's Ballroom the day after Thanksgiving.
Ryan Stevenson, our guest from the Cotillion. You got an event called The Big Idea that's coming a week from Saturday, the 21st, and it looks extremely interesting to me. I've been reading about it a little bit. Tell us about that event that's coming to the Cotillion.
So that is the first year that we're having it here. It's the second year of the event. They went outside, out south of Goddard, almost to Lake Afton, last year at the Dr. Devin and her husband's at their house, and they have a chiropractic practice on Tyler and Kellogg, and they have a bunch of speakers come in. It's a wellness event, so it's going to be a fun time for us. First time having it here, but we're excited for it.
And it's really
a variety of events coming up for sure.
And it's really choreographed, from what I understand, that they put a lot of work into planning this.
Oh, yeah. They've got speakers coming in from all over the country. I think they've got about a dozen speakers. Don't quote me on that, but something like that, the last I heard. So it's a two-day kind of weekend deal. Saturday's the big day, though. But it's a good wellness event, and I'm excited for it. So.
Well, Ryan, the other thing that you guys have coming in, a roller derby monster mashup is coming in, and that's the girls out there doing the roller derby on the flat track, as we say. But also right before that is the World Class Pro Wrestling. And these are a lot of guys you used to see on TV.
Yes. That one, actually, the World Class, that's a group out of Oklahoma. And we've had them, they've been coming here the last couple years now. We've had them six times or so. They've got MVP coming in this one. And then they've got Bonner, which is an old UFC fighter. And they've got another lineup. Got some more people to add into the lineup here soon. So they've got a regular cast of people that they have out. And You can't beat wrestling here at the Cotillion, high flying.
All right. Well, we appreciate talking about your events at the Cotillion. We really like promoting local music and entertainment. Ryan, thanks for being.
All right. Appreciate it, guys.
All right. Ryan Stevenson from the Cotillion. Jack, we were talking before the show started today about the Ken Burns special country music and the concert that was held back in March that was just aired on PBS, I believe Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a history of country music concert. It kind of goes in waves and stages. Fascinating stuff.
They kind of set it up the way the country music, the show, which starts this Sunday, will go. They had some early country music. They had bands come out and do those early songs. And they explained to it, you know, there's the country sound, and it's all these different sounds. Then you got into that 60s country. You got into Johnny Cash. You got into the Bakersfield sound. You know, the Nashville sound, that's all those strings and stuff. And very good. And the band was great because we got to see Vince Gill play a lot because he kind of headed up the band in the background.
He really did. And we were talking about Vince Gill.
Very talented young man.
Now we love the kid because he's in the Eagles. But just an unassuming guy who's willing to do whatever it takes in whatever venue or situation he's in. I just love Vince Gill.
And I tell you, if you get a chance to see a rerun on it, Ricky Skaggs, of course, was on there. And just a tremendous, you know, mandolin player, banjo player, all that kind of stuff. And it was just, it was fun. It was a good show. That's going to be a good series if you like music at all. Even though it's country, some people don't like country music. The history of it will be good for
people. He's obviously been working on it forever if Merle Haggard is one of the centerpieces because he's been deceased now for a couple of years.
They have a few people in there that have been deceased, you know, that have talked on there, which is great. Charlie Pride does a really good bit. You know, Charlie was one of the guys who opened up Century 2. When they opened Century 2, they had five shows that night. They had a rock and roll show with Bill Haley and Chuck Berry and Smokey Robinson. The country show was Charlie Pride that night.
Five shows.
Yeah, five shows, one in each venue. You know,
That's unbelievable. They had a
theater show going on, and they had one in each of the venues, the five different rooms that night when they opened up.
Wow. Well, I cannot call myself a country music aficionado, but it's going to be interesting to me to kind of learn as I watch this. Ricky Skaggs was incredible. He got a standing ovation a couple times from the crowd there at the Hyman Theater. And then the young female who played the banjo, and then I wish I could remember her name, but she's worth the price of admission.
Well, you find out those great stories where Ricky Skaggs was on tour when he's 13 years old, you know, with Bill Monroe after he had played for him when he was 5 years old. And there's a lot of these country music guys, they went out on tour with these bands when they were 13, 14, 15 years old because they were such good players, whether it was, you know, they could play multiple instruments type of deal. So, yeah.
Well, we always enjoy your involvement and participation. Jack Oliver, Classic Hits KEYN, and a true friend of our show. We'll be back in a minute. Jive Talk next on The Drive with Bob and Jeff.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.